So today on the program, we're here to introduce a new program here on the South Shore called Teens to Elders, an opportunity for local teens and for senior citizens to kind of get together and learn and grow from each other and maybe get some technical savvy advice along the way. Annie G and Ty Nguyen are here with us to tell us a bit more about why they're starting this program and how it might be able to help you. So ladies, first, welcome. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Joe, for having us.
Yeah,
thank you.
Really interesting to learn about, you know, we've heard a lot about connecting the generations, right? Young people and older people kind of benefiting from each other. But we don't often hear about the benefits for young people from that connection and why that's so important. So I wanted to start with a little bit of background, if we could, for each of you before we talk about teens to elders.
Sure.
And Annie, maybe we can start with you. And tell me, first of all, a little bit about yourself
and
your background and how it led to this program.
Yes, so I'm a exennial mother of Gen Z, preteen and teenager, and I'm maybe known in the community, the healthcare community, for about over 15 years, and currently I'm focusing on more the global mental health crisis that is escalating, particularly in our youth. I became involved when Ty here, who is our founder of Teens to Elders, brought this opportunity up, which I'm very passionate about, especially both of us having children in that generation. And also we have elders that at home, friends that we also care for.
Sure. How are you involved in the healthcare industry? Specifically?
Yes, so my background is in physician assistants and specialty, and surgical specialties.
Oh, okay, all right. And are you still working in that field?
I'm currently focusing more on mental health.
On mental health issues, okay. Mm-hmm. Are you here in Quincy?
Yes, I'm local.
Okay, all right. Yeah. And your children also?
Yes, they're also with me, and I go to school here in Quincy.
Okay, very good. And Ty, a little bit about yourself.
So I have three children, of all teenage, and I've been a community nurse for over 12 years, focusing on VNA, and now I'm into more of the insurance role. Mm-hmm. I work at Fallon Health, just trying to help seniors age comfortably, meeting their needs in the home. Mm-hmm. But while I do my work, I see a lot of elders just slowly dying. They're dying because of the social isolations. Understanding that if they could have access to some sort of communicating route, you know, or the ability to communicate with their loved one that's far away, or the ability to connect with other seniors that's within their building, then maybe that loneliness could be alleviated, because there are tons of clinical data that says social isolations and loneliness can lead to anxiety and depression then leads to the exacerbation of all their chronic issues. So we see them that's what I mean when I say they're just slowly dying in their home.
Mm-hmm.
You know, their mind are just wasting away. So we're hoping to we see the benefit of connecting the teens, which they are just so tech savvy.
Yes.
I have to ask my daughter, I'm like, can you do this for me?
Sure.
You know?
Well, they were born into it, right?
Yes.
Right. Today's teenagers were born into it.
They are born into it.
Right.
And it's kind of funny, because for them, the tech is creating more of a negative impact.
Really?
So you're seeing that they are into, you know, very self indulge,
sure.
You know, this Instagram, this Facebooking, all of that is just them just kind of like being into themselves,
mm-hmm.
and communicating with their peers via electronic.
Yes.
It's no longer, hey, let's have a play date.
Right.
It's a different time now. However, tech can also have a good side, right? It's kind of like how we viewed money. Some money is bad, and some money can be viewed as good.
Well, it's a tool, right?
It depends
on how it's used.
It is, exactly.
Yeah,
you said it perfectly. So this tool we're envisioning this tool is going to have these very tech-savvy kids teach these elders very basic stuff.
Okay.
We're going to start with just some very basic stuff and then create that bonding. Within this teens, the research has says volunteering is going to create happiness. Mm-hmm. The actual act of volunteering, the person who is volunteering actually benefits much more than the actual person receiving
it. Yes,
I've
heard that
a lot. Right? So these teens are going to develop the compassion, the love, the happiness. From just doing it.
Look outside themselves. Right?
Yes,
right.
Yes. Yeah. Right. Yeah. Yeah.
When you say you're a community nurse, Ty, what does that mean? Where do you community nurse?
So I used to do VNA.
Oh, okay.
Right now I work for a health insurance specializing in low-income elders.
Okay.
We are a SCO product of MassHealth.
Okay. Here in Quincy or in Massachusetts?
It's in Mass.
In Massachusetts.
Yes.
Okay. Do you live here in Quincy?
I was raised primarily in Quincy.
Oh, okay.
We did move out of it. About 4 years,
okay.
So we are in Canton right now.
All right, so still local.
Yeah, still local.
So how did you and Andy connect? How did this relationship come?
Yeah, I think through our children, I think.
Oh, maybe. Is that right?
Yeah.
We're about the same age, yeah.
There's a large Asian population, right,
yeah, no, sure,
in Quincy.
100%, yeah.
But then it's like, you know somebody, right?
Yeah. Okay.
So
young people already brought older people together through you two, right?
Yes.
So where did the idea for teens to elders come from? When did that come to fruition? And you know, where did the idea come from?
It's just a thought that I had. You know, I like being in the field, I know of the need.
Okay.
So when I start to go into my rabbit hole of thinking, I start to do a lot of digging in the research, and that's when I know there's so many researches that state technology can have a huge impact on the aging population. So just being able to know how to use their phone,
mm-hmm.
play with an app,
mm-hmm.
that itself is stimulating your brain.
Mm-hmm.
So your brain is, if we look at it as like kind of like a muscle, right?
Yeah.
It's a lose it or use it. You don't use it, you're going to lose
it.
Yes, And what I found is as my primary job, we come into a lot of situations where we can put in a lot of hours to help these aging seniors.
Mm-hmm.
But what happened is when their mind starts to go, they become very resistant to the help.
Must be scary.
It is very frightening for them.
It is.
So it's very sad. So we just want to hope that we can mediate it before it gets to that point.
Okay.
Yeah. So then it just came about.
It just developed from there. When did this all start?
This year.
This year.
Yeah, we are
brandy new.
Yeah, we are baby.
Okay.
Yeah.
Are you a formal, you know, nonprofit organization? You are.
Well,
you're getting there.
We're getting there.
We are
doing it as a volunteering community effort.
Yep.
And then we are actually embedding our children into these roles. So we want our own kids to really take on the leadership role.
I see.
And co-founders. Then develop and work with them to really develop so that we can then say, hey, let's now petition this to be a nonprofit status.
Yes.
Because we want our teens to learn the development of a program.
Yeah.
To learn working with each other.
Mm-hmm.
So once we can confirm, because it's like a group of six kids. They're very excited about it.
Okay.
Yeah.
And so they're going to collaborate. They're going to learn the roles. They're going to learn the timeline. And they're going to edit some of the things. We have the basic foundation with them. We're working side by side with them. And then they're going to launch it and tweak it to their to what they feel is appropriate, and that's when we're going to launch it to
really,
those.
Really, so you're really giving them a lot of independence with this mission.
I think at this age, they're gaining a sense of independence, and again, gaining a sense of self.
Mm-hmm.
I think,
mm-hmm.
and giving them this opportunity is going to be huge because one, they learn how the real world works, and how organization runs.
Yeah,
with our guidance, certainly.
Yeah, you're not only educating them about giving back, right?
Right.
And helping older folks, but maybe how to, I mean, eventually get some business savvy, you know,
and really
have some organizational skills and take the organization and run with it. So it's very grassroots. It's literally grassroots.
There is a quote by a positive psychologist, it's evidence-based, that says, for one act of thoughtful gratitude, there is a 10% increase in happiness and approximately 35% decrease in depressive symptoms. Big numbers, so we're hoping that, you know, they come out with this with a better mindset and a stronger mindset.
Yeah, we were talking before we started recording this morning about the rates of depression in young people. Staggering statistics.
One out of five youth can develop a mental health disorder in their lifetime. That's about 20%.
Yes.
That's a big number. And that may be even more so with the pandemic. With isolation, loneliness, persistent thoughts within their heads. And, you know, there's a lot to be done. I'm hoping that we are the going to run this through and hopefully...
Well, for these six kids at least, right? So stars.
Yeah, it's a good start, and I hope it blossoms into other communities as well.
Yeah. So who are these six teenagers? Don't name them, certainly, but where did you...
Oh, we have more volunteers than that.
We
have right now at a total of almost 20.
Oh, you do?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay. How did you get them? How did you recruit them? How is that outreach happening?
It's just mom to mom.
Mothers, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
And using social media, probably.
Social media. Yeah. Our community has been great. Yeah. We have great sponsors and donors, we're super grateful for their support.
Okay. You know. So, what are you looking for right now?
So it's, you know, we are trying to encourage participation in the age where it's known where they are rebellious. They're trying to push back, right?
Yeah.
You tell them yes, they'll tell you no.
Which is normal
right?
for a teenager, right?
So if we're going to say, hey, let's do this program, they're going to be like,
why?
Right. So there's got to be some incentive.
Through just our networking and outreach to our certain sponsors, we're able to offer them, hey, if you participate, you're going to have this fun trip with your kids. I mean, like with your teens and your group. And for the parents, we're actually using the funds that we've raised to order them gratitude journals. So it's just a way for us to encourage the teens to participate, because once they are in it, then they're gonna be like, oh, I see now. I actually had my kids sat down and one of the video was, why are elders pee so much? And it's because of just the loss of the function in their bladder.
Okay.
So my kids then were like, oh, this is why they pee. Now I get it. You know, so it was like that aha moment, right? So they will start to appreciate this program more when they're actually going through the process.
So there is a training that's going to happen.
Right.
Yes.
Okay. So
let's
go ahead, Andy. Talk about the next steps.
The rundown for the training, which is mandatory for the teens, is typically we start with a meditative exercise, kind of collect their thoughts, and then Ty is going to speak about loneliness and issues with the elder population, and then I think we break for lunch, and then we'll come back and I'll speak along the lines of teenage youth mental health concerns. I myself was recently certified as a youth mental health aide, thanks to the Boston Chinatown Neighborhood Center.
Oh, very good.
So yeah, it's a new passion of mine, and I really feel the need for it. Yeah.
Interesting, coming out of the pandemic, right? I mean, actually, this year's graduating class started their high school career virtually.
Right.
They were in 2020, entering high school. Over their computers laptops, so we'll see the impact, I guess, down the road, right? Years from now, right?
Yeah, I think there's got to be more research out on how the pandemic has impacted the youth mental health during during and after the pandemic.
Right. Mm-hmm. So where are the trainings? How long do the trainings take place?
So we are scheduled right now for July 2nd. We wanted to do it where the parents are going to be there. So we're having it between 6 to 8. And it's at the Perkins in Dorchester.
Okay.
And then if the the viewers can go and check out our website, mm-hmm. then they would see that we'll post up the dates for the actual sessions with the elders.
Okay. Teens2elders.org.
Yes.
Okay. And that's the number two.
Yes, number two.
And plug it in.
just one training session, right?
One training session.
Okay.
And then seven weekly sessions.
Oh.
Over the course of maybe 2 hours or so for each session.
Okay.
For the seniors.
For the seniors. Teens working with the seniors.
Working with them, yeah. Mm-hmm. Where does that collaboration take place? Where will that be happening?
So we are working with Quincy Housing Authorities and the Boston Housing Authorities. Mm-hmm. We have secured four places already out of the seven.
Oh, okay.
We're just looking to finalize the other ones because the time that we're having it, most of these buildings, it's right at their lunch or they have activities already.
Don't interrupt lunch.
Although,
yes.
Meals are being catered by the generosity of Gathering Health.
That's awful nice.
Yes, okay. So the elders will be fed and so won't the teens. Okay. Nothing like a lunch and learn.
Well, it's true.
Right?
Yeah.
That's brain power.
Yeah. True, very true.
So we're just waiting for the last couple of confirmed sites, and it's just a little glitch.
Oh, all right. I'm sure you'll get that ironed
yes,
out, right?
Yes. Everybody that we've approached our concept with have been incredibly supportive.
That's great.
They see the need in the community. Mm. There has been tech programs already developed for, you know, teaching the elders, like, you know, the Kennedy Center, mm-hmm. they do have a version like this.
Mm-hmm.
But from our angle, we are very ambitious, right?
Yes.
We're trying to connect the elders and the teens.
Well, right, that's the difference.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That is our difference.
Exactly, yeah.
So, ambitious, but doable. Every ambitious thing is doable, right?
How will the seniors connect with the teens? How will they find out about this program, basically, and you know, sign up for it?
So the it's going to be at their home.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
So the outreach. So each building has an outreach coordinator.
Okay.
We work with them so that they will put sign up sheets.
Gotcha. Okay.
And then, you know, we might have one senior, so we may have 30. But in my book, if you can save one human, mm-hmm. that's enough for me.
Yeah. Is it one-on-one, Ty? What, you know, one teen to one senior?
It just kind of depends how many shows
up.
No, I'm asking a lot of questions. I know because this is brand new, right?
Yeah.
I've
never
done before, yeah. So you probably don't know either.
Yeah, well, the summertime, we give some flexibility because there are vacations.
Right.
And, you know, it's the kids' vacation, so there's flexibility. Mm-hmm. Where they attend a minimum of three other seven sessions, excluding the mandatory session. Of course, if you attend all of them, that would be ideal.
Sure.
But I understand that is for some mental health time, too, for the summer.
Sure, absolutely. Mm-hmm. That's important, too, right?
Yes.
Yeah, a little downtime, for sure. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And there's no cost, right, for the teens or the seniors for doing this. Yeah, that's astounding, you know, to be able to offer
it's
that.
It's because of our sponsors.
Right.
You know, it's something so new, they themselves have to be like, right? But they're willing to give
mm-hmm.
because within their profession,
mm-hmm.
they see it. They see the issues.
Right.
So.
Well, you mentioned Gather Health. I mean, they're primarily geared to 65 and older, so they see it on a daily basis, right?
Yes.
And you have both seen it in the younger generation,
right.
Probably in your own children and their friends as well. Yeah, so seeing the need and connecting those two.
Definitely.
How long do you kind of envision Teens to Elders going? You know, obviously you'd like it to continue, right?
Hopefully indefinitely.
Our goal is the summertime sessions will be more focused on the middle school, sixth grade through high school is where we have it, but mm-hmm. mostly it's the 6th grade, 7th grade, 8th grade, and 9th graders.
Okay.
And then if it becomes successful, we can prove it to be successful, then the fall and the spring would be where we're going to recruit high schoolers
okay.
who have to do these volunteers hours anyway.
That's true.
That's part of their...
Yes,
their
30
graduation.
Hours in Quincy, actually, mm-hmm. to graduate
yeah.
volunteer service.
Yeah. It's because the research is there.
Yeah.
The research is there is showing us the huge benefit of volunteering. Like I told you before, the volunteer receives more benefit from the ones actually receiving. So the school system recognizes
mm-hmm,
it.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So, going forward, what's the next step for Teens to Elders?
We are getting ready for the training.
Yeah, okay. we are really throwing everything at this.
Is it who's doing the training?
Both of us.
You're both doing it.
Both of us. One of the other parent, he is an engineer,
yes.
so he is in the technology realm.
Yeah.
So he will be focusing on teaching the elders about online security, online safety, because that's a huge, isn't
yeah.
it? There's
Indeed
a huge
it is.
Scam.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So he's going to touch base with that. And then he's also going to touch base on online safety for kids.
Good. Yeah.
So, those are the little training moments.
Yeah. But when you say the training, you're training the teens, right? You're
yes.
training the teens
yes.
to mm-hmm. interact with the elders. So
yeah, right.
a little bit of, as you mentioned, incontinence. So,
yes.
So some medical training as well.
Yep. We're yeah. going to. So we believe, again, you can't have compassion mm-hmm. and empathy for anybody
mm-hmm.
or anything
mm-hmm.
if you can't understand the pain that they're going through.
Mm-hmm.
As an aging adult, they have decrease in eyesight, decrease in hearing, the pains from the arthritis, the loss of the muscle,
mm-hmm.
the changes in them. Most kids our age, they don't know.
Right. Yeah.
They don't know.
Right.
So when grandparents is like peeing up a storm, it's like, why? They're viewing it as an annoyance.
Sure.
But it's a lot of this, they can take it back to their home.
Mm.
Right? And they're going to be able to look at their grandparents a different way.
Mm-hmm.
Our culture has a huge gap between this two generation.
Mm-hmm.
However, other developed countries, the gap are closer.
Mm-hmm.
They're much closer. And the happiness brewed between them is incredible.
Mm-hmm.
So, it's why? Why is it such a huge gap? So that's
yeah.
part of the goal of Teens mm-hmm. to Elders, bridge
yeah.
that gap, right?
Yeah.
That is the truth.
Yeah.
In terms of, the gap, generational gap.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And studies have shown that cognitive function for these elders
mm-hmm.
are much improved with this generation,
mm-hmm.
younger generation. But I think with our program, we hope to gain a better sense of community, gratitude, and compassion. And I think in this culture, it's not so much practice as much as other cultures. But we're hoping that we'll bring the community together, because I think in the long run for elders, it really prolongs their longevity as well. You see that in the Blue Zones over, if you ever watched the Netflix series, Blue Zones, they
Love
have these countries. Okinawa is one of the islands off of Japan.
Mm-hmm.
They have
mm-hmm.
the highest rate of people that are greater than 100 years old.
Is that right?
Yeah, it's amazing. And they have a good grasp of what it takes to get to that point in life, from diet to exercise.
Mm-hmm.
But also they have a very good sense of community.
Mm-hmm.
They do not have a word for retirement, actually, in that culture.
Yeah,
it's really fascinating.
So this is really much more than young people teaching older folks how to send an email or how to download an app or how to take a photo on their smartphone. This is much more than that.
There is that, right?
We
have a big vision. Yes.
Yeah, that's part of it.
Yes.
But it's much bigger than that.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. It's saying to increase the cognitive function is just using it and then also learning new things.
Yeah.
when the elders are exposed to learning new, it has to be new, something sort of challenging, you can actually recreate that synapse in the brain. So your cognition is improved. You know, you don't have to be like this dying elder, you know?
Neuroplasticity.
And if you're at that if you're at that stage, there's still hope. You know, don't give up yet. So, but it's about that challenging yourself.
You're going to have to teach teens how to be patient because there's going to be a lot of frustration when it's coming to dealing with electronics.
We are making it first very basic.
Yes, yeah.
So the timeline that we've strategized is initially it's them, I have this little, this exercise where, you know, one of the thing is to connection. So we're going to start them off with, you know, getting to know each other.
It's a great idea.
Right?
Yeah, yeah.
Like, what do you like? Do you have friends? Do you have family? Getting them to talk to each other.
And so really develop a relationship.
Yes. Develop that relationship.
Yep.
It's huge.
It's huge.
And then we're going to do like exercise, little a glimpse of moments of little exercise with the elders to help them with their balance. So, and then afterwards, we're going to then put in the technology component.
Okay, all right.
So it's like embedded in there, but it's just so much more.
Yeah, so you've really thought this through, it sounds like. You really, really have.
My ADD is a little crazy.
Stay up nights tie writing these down.
Yes.
So do you need you need more teens to volunteer?
Yes.
You do? Okay.
We do encourage teens, sixth grade up high schoolish to come join us this summer.
Okay.
It's gonna be fun. You gotta learn a lot.
Yep.
You'll learn patience.
Yes.
And compassion. So we do strongly encourage you to come out and have fun with us. And Ty has a huge lineup of how to actually put yourself in the body of an elder.
Yes.
And how their senses tend to, you know, decline over time. Because one day, one of us, all of us are going to be at
Hopefully, if we make that long, right? Yeah, exactly.
Modern medicine will make you that long. You know, it's but it's the quality.
Right.
It's the quality that you want to live, right? I want to live till I'm as old as possible, but I want to be a functioning 100-year-old person.
Right.
I want to walk, I want to talk, and I want to be there.
Yep.
If I'm not at that moment, my family knows, you better pull that plug. You know? Let me go.
Don't tell your kids that.
I do. I make them know. Like, I was, like I said, at the one of the community role that I did, I was in hospice.
I was
a hospice
nurse. So you saw end-of-life
issues. I saw death. Yes.
Yeah.
So it's important at your end, you want to be high functioning, but your high functioning means that you have to take care of yourself. You have to do the necessary things to get you there.
So have you reached out to the schools actually to
develop
this program?
Yeah, we have schools, some of the public and private schools locally.
Yes,
And they are, they're supportive. They're running our flyer, our program through their notification emails.
Very good. Well, hopefully we've helped get the word out for you here a little bit as well. Anything else either one you'd like to add?
No, we really thank you for your time, Joe. Thank you for having us at Quincy Access TV, John, and our sponsors, our donors. We're really appreciative of this whole community because it takes a whole community to make an impact, right?
It sounds like it, do you need more donors?
We would love to have more donors. Okay. Could we just read the names of some of the donors?
Oh, sure.
Yes.
Yeah.
So we want to sincerely thank Gather Health, Claire Senior Care, Amazing Ambience ADHD, American Healthcare AFC, Bravo Pharmacy, Isa Health Solution, US Phil Dental, and Dr. Eden Gian.
Very nice. Very good.
Yes.
Thank you to them. Teens2Elders.org. Website.
Yes.
Phone number is 617-842-0110.
Yes.
Okay. All Nice. Ladies, thank you so much. Please come back, give us an update, let us know how it's going.
Most definitely.
Oh my gosh.
And good luck.
Knocking at your door. Like, all right, we piloted the program now.
And good luck with your program. It's an ambitious goal and it's a worthwhile project. So I hope it works out for you.
Thank you, Joe.
Oh, you're very welcome. Thanks for watching us here at AM Quincy. I'm Joe Catalano. We'll see you next time.